Hey folks, this is David Shore for Corruption of Child Protective Services. I watched an old episode, from the series Lucifer. And this guy, he had a knife and he was going to kill the devil. Because he said the devil made him do things. You probably heard of this. Flip Wilson, the comedian, would always say, you know, have dress up in drag and say, the devil made me buy this dress. But the truth is, if you read the Bible, it's all about choice. We are free to choose how we live our lives. That's a given. We are free to choose whatever we want or desire. You know what the problem is? We don't really think about these things. Not until after the fact. Because we're free to make the choices. It's free will. God does that. But here's the problem. We're not free of the consequences. And a lot of people want to be free of the consequences. Do whatever they want. But they don't want to face the consequences. No matter what it is. Maybe they're told about the consequences ahead of time, but they still want to do it. But as soon as the consequences go there, they start yelling everything under the sun. Truth of the matter is, you made the choice. The consequences naturally follow. What would the consequences be? Well, it depends on the choice. If you... let's go with what a lot of people talk about lately, being promiscuous, male or female. And especially if you're married and you decide you're going to go, screw around. You're going to have sex with a person that's not your significant other. What could possibly go wrong with that? And I know a lot of you are probably going to ask that. What could possibly go wrong? I mean, I'm enjoying myself. But it may not be right away, but eventually, let's say you do things online and you're young. Then you go and you graduate college. And then you go for a job. Now, a lot of people would say, well, they can't hold that against me. Well, it all depends. Do you deal with the public as at large? If you're, let's say, a receptionist, you go for your first receptionist job. And let's say an important client shows up and they see that person. What is that impression going to be? Oh, well, wow, this person was doing OnlyFans and now they're here? Oh. And there are some that, male or female, that might think, you know, I'd really like to have a taste of that. And think about it. Look at the thing with Vince McMahon. Having all that money and everything, so he figures, oh, hey, I can get away with anything. And then a woman who he paid off. Only paid $1 million out of the $3 million that he promised. And so maybe a lawyer or maybe a friend of hers said, you know, McMahon, he made you do all these disgusting things. Why don't you file a lawsuit against him? And, okay, let's say the person doesn't... Let's say the person is going through that... That person is now going to be open up to scrutiny. That person, maybe this is the only thing the person did. Now, if these videos and pictures come out that this person talks about, what will that do to the person? Remember, sometimes choices are thrusted upon you. Like in this Vince McMahon case. Just guess what? Do this. If you want to keep your job. Now, some people are going to actually, and I don't know if they have or not, but you can see that, hey, guess what? This person is going to be known, I'm not even going to say the words, but you can imagine what people are going to call this person. Not going to call her a lady. Maybe even call her an opportunist. Saying, hey, she knew what she was getting herself into. She's complaining now. She got $1 million out of the $3 million. And this is way back in 2020. The settlement. Here it is, 2024, 4 years later. And out of the $3 million, she only got $1 million. And now she's going to sue. She might be able to get breach of contract, but she's going to be exposing herself, excuse the expression, but she's going to be exposing herself to ridicule. She's going to be exposing herself to, oh, well, and Vince McMahon and his lawyers are going to twist this around. It's like, was the choice willing or was the choice forced? If I do this, I keep my job. If I don't do this, I lose my job. Now, if this person, woman is successful, and I hope that she is actually successful, she proves all the allegations. Who's to say that Vince McMahon won't be charged with a sex offense? Some states like Illinois and now Indiana, it doesn't matter when the sex offense happened. You can file charges now. If it's a state like that, like Connecticut, where Vince McMahon lives, if that's the case, and you people in Connecticut, you know your laws better than I do. But if that's the case, Vince McMahon is not going to be very popular. Well, he'll be a popular person, but he'll probably never have one day in a jail cell. If he's charged, chances are he'll set bail, unless, of course, they don't offer bail. He's not going to be released on his own recognizance, because this guy, he's got his own jets. He can fly anywhere in the world, and you know that. That man will run. But also, there's accusations against Brock Lesnar. Vin Diesel, just accusations made against him. I mean, and this, ever since the Jeffrey Epstein flight log, and I don't know if any more names have come out. It's February 2nd, 2024. I don't know if any more names have come out. But if they have, how many more people are going to be questioned on Capitol Hill about this? I don't know what other names besides Bill Clinton on there. Was Bill Gates' name on there? Was Mark Zuckerberg's name on there? Barack Obama's name on there? Joe Biden's name on there? George W. Bush? George H.W. Bush? I mean, I don't know whose name is on there, because I haven't seen the flight log, the manifest. But think about it. What I'm getting at is this. What you actions, and try to explain to your children, any actions you take, you're free to make, but the consequences you're not free from. And I know there are people that are going to go, oh, well, you don't understand. And you know something? How many people actually understand? You know? How many people? I mean, this is with sex trafficking, child sex trafficking. Also, Vince McMahon, he's been accused of sex trafficking. This woman was put, you know, forced into relationships with men. And you know that as this thing continues, there's going to be a lot of wrestlers who are going to be named. And probably, and I'm not saying, but, you know, you wonder, is a Hulk Hogan going to be named? Is a Ric Flair going to be named? Is Arn Anderson going to be named? How many wrestlers are going to actually be named and subpoenaed to testify? Male and female. How many female wrestlers had to go through worse? Have they been warned not to say anything? As this woman said, non-disclosure agreement. So she could get $3 million and McMahon decides after $1 million, oh, nah, we're not going to pay anymore. This is why actions have consequences, good and bad, right and wrong. So it's not a... There's two set of rules, if you haven't figured that out. One set for the billionaire club, you know, multi-millionaire, multi-millionaire, and billionaire club. And the other set for all the rest of us. Now, they may use Vince McMahon as an example to make sure that people know, hey, if you do this, this is what's going to happen to you. It doesn't matter if you're a trillionaire. We're going to come after you. Look at what happened to Alec Baldwin on the set of Rust. He was just re-indicted for the same charges. Now, his lawyers could get on double jeopardy. Now, if I remember correctly, if it's newly discovered evidence, they can go after him again, but I'm not a lawyer. So all the lawyers out there, if you could state something, you know, there is a number or way in which you can leave a message here and I will play it so people can hear exactly what is going to happen, like to Alec Baldwin, to Vince McMahon. I mean, look at what recently happened with Donald Trump. He got one verdict, and now he got a second verdict for like $80 million, something like that, and he's appealing both. And I will tell you, it's not about the money. It's about the fact that if all these people are doing these things, then I'll just tell you. Just bring it out. And let's say, I mean, Vin Diesel. They could, because they've been having issues with this man anyhow, him and Dwayne Johnson. I found out, and maybe a lot of you heard this too, the post-credit scene. Originally, it was supposed to have Shazam. And Dwayne Johnson, he adamantly said no. He did not want that. What he wanted was Superman to come there. But that's not Superman's enemy. That is Shazam's enemy. And, well, it would have made more sense at the post-credit scene that you see Shazam showing up. Because Black Adam, if you look, he has the same logo and everything. But now Vin Diesel is going through legal troubles. And I gotta tell you, I don't know if I would want to be Vin Diesel. And for that matter, what if? And I'm just saying, what if? All of a sudden, Dwayne Johnson is subpoenaed to testify. Think about it. If he's subpoenaed to testify, you know that maybe he'll say, you know something, you know, he may find a way in which to get out of it or just go there and just plead the fifth. I'm not saying Dwayne Johnson will do that. I admire the man, his work. But if he knows anything about what goes on with Vince McMahon, my strong advice is, well, just, if you have to, just say, okay. Then just say, yeah, yes, I knew about this, or no, I didn't know this was going on. But if he says, I didn't know what was going on, and he makes that conscious decision and choice to say that, and it's a lie, the consequences are going to be that they'll dig into Dwayne Johnson's past. I mean, look at the thing with the Maui fires. He sided with Oprah Winfrey. Oprah Winfrey that has more land than I could ever possibly dream of having for right now. I may have more. I may be able to buy land. Maybe not as much as that, because quite frankly, why should I have a compound? I got a nephew that has that. But, you know, he has a large family. Oprah is just single. So, what I'm getting at is this. The choices people make, we have to stop and think. Is this a want or a need? Are you desiring this for your own personal needs or personal wants? The needs are food, clothing, and shelter. If what you're desiring does not fall into any of those, then what is the... Let's say, for you ladies, I'm going to throw Jason Statham out there. And let's say that the devil comes up to you and says, you know, what do you desire? You say, want to be with Jason Statham. And let's say, devil says, okay, done. And you're with Jason Statham. And let's say Jason Statham is married, but he leaves his wife for you. What is the consequences? Well, people in California, his wife, then going to be his ex-wife, she can possibly sue you for alienation of affection. And the people in California, you can check and see if this is legitimate, if what I am saying is true, because last time I checked, but this has been a while ago, that a woman actually did that. She sued for alienation of affection to the woman that broke up her marriage. Let's say that he's already divorced. You two are together. Now, what kind of a man is Jason Statham away from the glitz and glamour? I don't know. But you should really think. If you desire someone or something, is it something you really want? Or is it just something that looks good, it's a nice shiny toy, then when you get it, you realize, I really didn't want this. Maybe it's something you cannot return. You see, we watch, you know, I even watch movies. My favorite actress, I may have said it before, but if I haven't, is Nancy McKeon. But the truth is, once I really stop to think, why do I want to be with Nancy McKeon? I think the truth of the matter was, and it is, if I were to be with her, what kind of a woman is she away from the camera? I don't know. And maybe getting to know a person is better than just, oh, I've got this person now. And is that person going to want to be with you? Or did the person go with you because, oh, you're giving that person, and maybe the person is not at all what you thought he or she was going to be. Maybe the person is. But what I'm getting at, getting back to this, is really know what you want. When you go after it, make sure of one thing. What are you going to do once you get it? Because the old saying, be careful what you ask for, you may very well get it. Are you prepared for what's next after you get what you desire? It may be good, it may be bad. But sometimes we have to just stop and think, you know, is it really worth it if someone gives you what you want? Is that what you really desire? Or is it just, you just want to have a relationship with someone that person will stay, won't cheat, and, you know, won't be what they call simp. Won't say, yes, dear, no, dear, yes, dear, no, dear. That you want a man's man or a woman's woman. You want someone, maybe you're like me. I like the traditional woman. Yeah, she works, but also she cooks, cleans, takes care of the kid. I help take care of the children. And but somehow along the way, I should have reminded myself, Ashley, why I married this woman twice. I think that's the definition of insanity. Because I expected a different result, yet it was the same result I got before. Kind of silly, wouldn't you say? So now I am looking, but I'm a little bit more choosy. I want to be with someone, but I want to make sure that it's an equality of give and take. I want to be the man, but also I want someone there that if I'm having a bad day, they can comfort me and I can do the same. Have a shoulder to cry on. Support the person. That person supports me. And that's pretty much the long and short of it. I'm a very simple man. But if this is standards that many women don't like, that's fine. But don't shoot down what I want. And also, when I choose someone, I want to make sure that, for the most part, this is the person I want to be with, not just for sex, but for a life partner. And accept the person who she is. And I know some listening here says, well, what if she's on OnlyFans? I haven't been so lucky on that. Then again, I'm 58. This month, they will be 59 years old. I had one woman tell me that I look like I'm in my 40s. I said, thank you. I don't know if she was just being sincere, or because some people may say that, and then next thing you know, oh, by the way, can you send me some money? I don't know, from one person to the next. So, I've now gotten to the point where I tell each person, they ask, do you trust me? I say, I trust you until you show me I can't trust you. Sounds silly, doesn't it? But that's the way I am. And I know some of you will say, well, you know, you shouldn't be like that. The truth of the matter is, that's a healthy way of looking at things. Trust a person until they show you they can't be trusted. And it's by their actions. It's by what they say. And also, ladies, if you're wanting to meet a guy, I'm going to give you some advice. Don't ask a guy for money until you get to meet him for the first time. Okay? And why I say that is because, yeah, you may have bills and stuff, but the first thing you should do is meet the guy face to face. Who knows? He might look like Charles Manson or Quasimodo. And you go, this is not your picture. Then again, you might have a guy who really looks like his picture. And then you're going, oh, and you got a good one. And if you're meeting someplace, and for the gentleman, do this. If you're going to meet a woman, you know, don't just, if you two are going to meet, let's say for a meal or something, don't ask the woman to pay. Don't. You pay. Be a gentleman. Be a man of character. Show your chivalry. And what I mean by that is, if she's cold, give her your coat. Open her doors. And, you know, you sit down, you find out what she likes. You know, the first meal is more about getting to know each other. But also be observant. If she wants wine or something, and I'll say right now, if you can afford it, then ask if it's a nice sit-down restaurant, which I would say the first meal, I just mean someplace casual. And I think the first meeting, maybe if you two like bowling, go bowling. Maybe just if there's we used to call them forest preserves. You and her just walking around, just talking and everything. Maybe have a picnic. In other words, what you say, let the consequences be a positive one and not negative. And I'm going to say the choice of you thinking sex, unless you two have been agreeing online that sex will be on the first date, don't push it. Be a gentleman. If you don't know how, I bet you could learn online. And ladies, and I say ladies because I'm not going to insult you. Some guys say, well, this woman has had 10 kids. She's still a lady. Because she's a mother. Even if she's got two children, that's a 24/7, 365 job. If you don't think that's a job, guys, I'll give you a little something. Now, when I wasn't working, I did this. I watch the kids, and you got cooking, you got cleaning, you got bait, you know, you got to make sure that if the kids are old enough, they're doing their own baths. I learned that the hard way from this whole situation. If they need, you know, if they need to change into their PJs and stuff. See, that's not so easy. Many times my kids just fell asleep right in the clothes they had. Of course, her mother got mad at me. But now thinking back, she's probably thinking I did the right thing. Because in this day and age, you just don't know. But let's say, take the kid, you know, you have to feed the kids. And I would always make hot dogs or macaroni and cheese. Maybe soup. Yeah, watch the same shows they watch. And yes, we did watch Barney. And I'll tell you right now, I'm glad that purple dinosaur is gone. But now parents have Baby Shark. Anybody else think that they make these shows just to torture parents? But they made a choice, and it had a positive outcome. Then schools sometimes make choices of putting books that many parents would consider pornographic. That's negative. The negative consequences. Besides, I think kids should just learn about Jack and Jill went up the hill. Or Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. You know, have children just be children. Let them be curious about everything in the world. But also, if you really don't know, if they're asking if they're a boy or a girl, Kindergarten Cop is good. Because the one scene, you probably see it, he's asking different kids what their father, mommies and daddies do. And this one kid says, "My dad is a gynecologist. Boys have a penis, girls have a vagina." Now, I know in this day and age, oh, well, maybe they're not that. If you have all the information, fine. If you make the choice that say this or that, if the child, after they turn 18, suddenly says, "Hey, I didn't want this. I wanted to be this." And then it affects them psychologically. How do you answer that? How do you answer your child, "Oh, we thought this is what you wanted"? Sometimes what they want is not necessarily what they really need. Sometimes just let them say, "Okay, I want to be this or I want to be that." Oh, okay. How do you become that? And if they just take general information, says, "Well, let's check into that further." That way you're giving them all the information. That way when they make the choice, maybe they may decide, "Okay, you know, I'll just stay who I am." And then encourage them, "Okay, we'll help you." So folks, this went over a little longer than I thought. But remember, when you make a choice, you take an action. That's free will. The consequences is what follows. You're free to make the choice. You're not free of the consequences. And maybe they're not the consequences you want. So it's best to think about it before you actually do it. This is David Shore of Corruptive Child Protective Services. keep your head down and keep moving forward.